You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Muli po, isang magandang gabi sa bawat isa. Thank you, Pastor Topher, for those reminders. No, parang ang dami-dami natin ginagawa ngayon. Ano? Sabi nga ng pastoral team natin, as we've been reflecting this past couple of months, it seems that we're sort of busier these days. Mula na ECQ tayo. We started with 1-2 services, and now madami na po. And we're glad, actually, that we can do this. We can connect with you online. And we're thankful as well for you giving the time to spend those minutes, those hours with us, whether it is tonight, kagaya po nito, Wednesday Night Live, or our Sunday services streams, or iba't iba pa po mga ating mga online gatherings. And thank you so much again to our circle leaders, to our ministry leaders, lahat po na sumisikap at nagsusumikap na makipag-connect to those in the family. Kung hindi pa po kayo part in any of these gatherings, just want to reiterate again, we would love to connect with you. So outside of our page, dito po sa Facebook, you can find us at ICS Church Online, yung online community po natin. We would love to connect with you there. How many of you guys have been expecting great things? Napaka-importante yun eh, na tayo po ay maging expectant sa season kagaya na ito. Pero at the same time, specifically, we want to talk about expectations, you know, when it comes to people, situations around us, because a lot of us have different expectations. And I'm sure itong mga nakaraang linggo, nakaraang buwan, yung mga expectations na yon, some of these expectations were met. A lot of these expectations were not met, right? Lalong-lalo na, kala natin sandali lang ito. You know, when this started, I was thinking, okay, it's gonna last maybe for a couple of weeks, the most 1 month, tapos na. But here we are, man, three months later, papasok na tayo ng fourth month natin. And GCQ, the good thing is, unti-unti nang bumubukas, unti-unti na nagkakaroon ng kalayaan, at least here in Metro Manila. I know in many parts of the country in the Philippines, there's more freedom now. In different parts of the world, there's even greater freedom of movement, of people going back to work and physical locations as well. Unti-unti. But it definitely, you know, my expectation, it wasn't going to be lasting that long. Pero again, you know, we learn to manage those different times. And that's so true as well when it comes to our personal relationships. Kasi aside from managing these things, itong mga seasons of changes, meron din mga expectations when it comes to our relationships with one another. And that's what I really want to talk about tonight. You know, yung expectations natin, lalong-lalo na, we're in close community, sabi nga, di ba? We're at home, we're relating to one another, people in our household or in our workplaces. And expectations are important to manage. So we're going to look at a story tonight where we actually have that. The title for tonight's message is Great Expectations. So managing your expectations. In Luke chapter 19, that's our passage this evening. This is a story that Jesus had. Jesus was already moving around, preaching and teaching, and he came to a town. And in this town, nagsimula na nga ang pagmi-minister niya. And at that point, sikat na sikat, no? Sumisikat na si Jesus. And so, while he was there, he was ministering at the crowds were picking up. Because of this, all kinds of expectations were set. So, we're going to read from Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. Luke was a doctor. And this is his own investigation to the claims of Christ that he put together in a book simply called the Gospel of Luke that's found in your New Testament part of the Bible. Sabi dito, sa Luke 19, Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. Now, let's pause for a moment here. Zacchaeus is Jewish. He's he's an Israelite. But what's interesting here is that as a tax collector, he collected taxes not for Israel, but for the Roman Empire. At this point in biblical history, in this time, Israel is actually under occupation, and it is being occupied by the Roman Empire. Verse 3 says, he tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So his stature, he wasn't that tall. At least he wasn't probably, you know, below average height, to the point na hindi niya na makita, no, above the crowds that were gathering. So he's an innovative guy. He's an industrious guy. He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass by that way. So anticipated, imagine natin, madami mga crowds anticipating Jesus. He was getting popular. His renown, his reputation was getting ahead of him. At ayan ang inaabangan ng mga tao. Ano kayang sasabihin niya? Ano kayang miracle gagawin ni Jesus this time? And the crowds were lined up on the streets. Zacchaeus was not tall enough to see above the crowd. So he anticipated, it looks like Jesus is going to pass by this way. He ran ahead of the crowd, saw a tree, climbed up a tree. Yan ang mga ano eh, maharap ng paraan. So he ran ahead, climbed a sycamore fig tree along the way. When Jesus came by, ayun na, Jesus is there. He looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Now, this is a surprise because Jesus, at least in no biblical accounts, has ever met Zacchaeus before. So for all we know, at least from scholars and as we study scriptures, this is actually the first time that Jesus is meeting him, or at least speaking with him. It's possible that Jesus may have heard about him, since Zacchaeus is the chief tax collector. I'm sure may mga usap-usapan dyan patungkol sa kanya. And you know, as a tax collector collecting taxes for the occupying empire and kingdom, hindi maganda ang reputation ng mga tax collectors, because for Jews, they feel like, yeah, he's a betrayer of his own people. He's actually, you know, part of the empire that's oppressing us. He's representing them instead of representing us. When Jesus came, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. Of course, I mean, if somebody with a reputation like Jesus, a rabbi, a teacher, a miracle worker, you know, renowned for all that he's doing right now, and he suddenly calls you by name, right? Wouldn't you go? Kumbaga, imagine natin ngayon, sino ba ang celebrity or one famous person that you really admire? And nalaman mo na darating siya dyan, he's gonna walk by your street today. Nalaman mo bigla, you know, habang nagtatanghalian ka, nandyan siya. Wouldn't you go out and try to get a glimpse? At, you know, habang nag-aantay ka doon, biglang tumigil itong celebrity, this famous, popular person. And then he looks your way and he says, uy, bumaba ka dyan. Ano, doon tayo sa bahay mo, kain tayo sandali. Wouldn't you do that? So, you know, imagine Zacchaeus' excitement at this time sa kanyang response with Jesus calling him at this point. But the people, sabi dyan, the people were displeased. Oh, okay. So again, because of the reputation, medyo hindi naging natuwa yung mga tao. The crowds that were there, probably including the disciples. He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Ayan. Again, his reputation. Si Zacchaeus, meron din reputation. At yung reputation nga niya is, you know what? We're Jews, we're Israelites, and Zacchaeus, we don't see him as one of us. He's a betrayer because he's collecting taxes from us to give to the occupying empire. He represents oppression. He represents the enemy instead of representing us, his own people. And he got rich, most likely, probably, some way, somehow, by charging more than he should. Because that was the work of those back in the day. There was corruption. No? He was a government worker, and sad to say, as a government worker, he was corrupt. Hindi naman po natin sinasabi lahat ng government workers ay corrupt, but Zacchaeus, ganun ang kanyang reputation. He was charging more than what was required pagdating sa tax. So yun yung reputation niya, kaya nagalit yung mga tao, bakit ganun? Why is Jesus, kala ko ba, matinong tao si Jesus, holy man, miracle worker, preacher, tapos ngayon, he's gonna spend time with a sinner? This does not make sense. No? May mga expectations yung mga tao kay Jesus. And obviously, Zacchaeus, in his surprise, did not expect this as well. That's why he was excited. He was surprised too when Jesus called him and said this was gonna happen. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. And I'm sure at this point the people were saying, if? What do you mean if you have? You know, they were probably saying all these things against him. That's interesting. You know, instead of taking the sides of the people or taking the side, Zacchaeus, here's what Jesus said. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. Again, Abraham is recognized by the nation of Israel as their founding father, right? He's the one that is the founding father of the nation of Israel. And so, Jesus here, una-una, sinabi niya, salvation has come. Hey, this man right here, he may have had a dubious, questionable background. He may have lived that kind of life, but based on what he has just professed that he's going to do, it's an act of righteousness na gagawin niya. Jesus has declared salvation has come. And anong authority ba meron si Jesus? Again, like me, you know, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And in this story as well, nakikita natin that only God has the ability to forgive sins. And so at this point, Jesus professes and he says, salvation has come. Why? Because he sees beyond what is spoken. Jesus sees the heart of Zacchaeus na sincere, honest, and pure. And so he declares this right here. Salvation has come into this home. For this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. Right? He has repented of his sin and he is actually seeking to walk righteously. For the Son of Man, yun po ang isang phrase connoting Messiah, Christ, Savior. The Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. So he's talking about himself right here. So let's reflect on this story a little bit. May mga iba-iba mga expectations yan ng mga tao. You know? I mean, just like you. You know, whenever there is a relationship, whenever two people come together, automatically may mga expectations yan. Tama po ba? Right? The first time you met, whoever is with you right now in your home, yan, tingnan nyo po sila. Okay lang yan. Diba? Ano yung mga expectations? Meron, diba? Meron mga first impressions. Yung sa mga mag-aasawa, meron mga impressions, may mga first mga impressions tayo dyan, may expectations tayo sa relationship natin sa isa't isa, sa mga katrabaho natin in our workplace. The moment we went into that work, maybe the reason why we applied for that work is because we heard a good reputation. At meron tayong mga expectations from the boss, from the company, no? From the government, meron tayong expectations. Kung ano yung expect natin, to be informed, to know what's going to happen, for leadership to know what to do. But more often than not, sad to say, these expectations, right, are sometimes not met. And when it's not met, it causes hurts, it causes offense, it causes disappointment and frustration. Like in this story, no, dumating si Jesus, meron na siyang reputation. How do we know? Because the crowds had lined up. Jesus' reputation preceded, you know, him. Kumalat na. Nung nalaman nilang parating na si Jesus, whatever the reputation was, it may have been good, it may have been bad, right? For the religious experts, threatened sila, no? Kay Jesus. Why? Because he taught as one with authority, kahit hindi naman siya parte ng kahit anong sekto. He wasn't a rabbi. I mean, he wasn't a Pharisee. He wasn't a Sadducee. And yet, he taught like somebody with authority. Even more authoritative than the existing religious Jewish sects during that time. Right? Meron siyang reputation. Miracle worker, good teacher. That's why the crowds came. What about Zacchaeus? He too had a reputation. In fact, nakita nga natin yun eh, kung paano nag-react yung crowds. The moment Jesus said, hey, Zacchaeus, I'm gonna hang out with you. Tara, punta tayo dun sa bahay mo. Kainan tayo. Mag-fellowship tayo sandali. Bakit nag-react ganun ang crowd? Because there was a certain expectation that Jesus, as a holy man, would not hang around with people that are considered dirty, impure, unclean, and a betrayer of their own people. And yet, Jesus breaks that expectation. No, may ganong klaseng expectation at na-break yung bagay na yon. And I'm sure there were a lot that were disappointed with Jesus at this point. They were asking themselves, bakit, bakit? I mean, they were, you know, why would he do this? This is confusing to us. And there are a lot of things that Jesus did that confused a lot of the people. Whenever he would say things, do things, that was outside the norm. At hindi lang yung mga religious professionals na confused. Pati yung mga disciples niya mismo, minsan he would say things and they would scratch their heads. Sabi niya, ano ibig niya sabihin dun? What does he mean? I mean, I hope he explains this at some point to us. And so, we can tell that, you know, sometimes expectations and the expectations that we have will be broken, not just by people that are close to us, but even by strangers. And siguro ang isa sa pinakamahirap dyan ay yung pinakamalapit sa atin, di ba? It hurts most when the expectations that we have of people closest to us are not met, no? Sa mag-asawa, sa mga parents and children, you know, in our churches, in our close relationship, maybe even our circles, small groups natin, posibleng nagaganap yung mga bagay niyan. Expectations create tension. That's a truth. That's just something that we have to live with, okay? Kailangan tanggapin po natin itong katotohanan na to, because the sooner we accept this truth, the easier it will be for us, right? There are expectations that will never be resolved. Sabi nga, di ba, may mga problems. Problems can be resolved. Pero meron mga certain situations that are just like a tension. Tension lang siya. Ibig sabihin, ito yung mga bagay na darating, mawawala, darating, mawawala. At kailangan siyang i-manage. So expectations are tensions we need to manage, right? Whenever two people come into relationship, magkakaroon na po ng expectations dyan. At pag merong expectations, automatic na. No? Na may mga possible potential conflicts, hurts that may arise later on. So if expectations create tension, expectations, we need to know, are tensions we need to manage. These are tensions that we need to manage. So how do we do this? How do we do this? Here's the big idea I want us to remember for tonight, right? We manage expectations by communicating, forgiving, and loving. Sabi natin, wow, bigat naman yan. Seriously? Right? Okay, let's break this down. How do we manage expectations by communicating? Let's go back to the story. Jesus, Zacchaeus, and the crowd. So, Jesus came. The crowd was there. The crowd had expectations. And when they came, Jesus started, you know, may mga expectations sila from Jesus. And then Jesus did something that was outside of their expectation. Ano yung ginawa ni Jesus? He called out to Zacchaeus and invited himself to spend time with Zacchaeus. Now, una-una, intindihin po natin, in this culture, parang sabihin natin na, hey, is that okay? Just invite yourself to anybody's house. This is the Jewish culture and very communal yan. Lalo-lalo na kung sikat ka, you know, somebody invites themselves. Of course, I think any culture, you don't have to be a communal culture. A popular, famous person says, hey, can I come visit you at your house? Of course! Say, di ba? Of course, sige, punta ka. Di ba? Kasi una-una, sikat siya. Pag inattach niya sa'yo, di pati ikaw sisikat ka. Di ba? Sikat ka rin. So there was an expectation. Pero, ang hindi yung ini-expect nila, Jesus would spend time with somebody who's a sinner, who's a betrayer of his own people. How did Jesus address this expectation that was not being met in the crowd? He communicated to them. He said, "Di yun ba nakita?" Diba? He confessed this action that he was doing. I will give back even those people that I have cheated. I will pay back. That was a sign for Jesus a sign of repentance, and a sign of contrition, a sign of a heart that, yes, I have all this wealth, pero, eto na. You know, I recognize that it's wrong, and so I'm going to act upon those wrong actions to prove that I have sought forgiveness, to prove that I am now renewed. So Jesus declares, salvation has come. Ano ginawa ni Jesus? In-address niya na salvation has come. He communicated with clarity. Alam niyo ba na, yes, yun ang reputation niya, pero dahil sa ginawa niya ngayon, di ba? He has been forgiven. Salvation has come because of his actions. Not just his words, pero Jesus saw beyond the words, he saw the heart, and Jesus declared this. So he communicated that to the crowd. The thing is, even if we communicate it the best as we can, minsan, tatanggapin, minsan, hindi. But it's important for us to be honest. You know, sometimes expectations will not be met. If you're one of those kung saan merong expectation that has clearly been communicated to you, tapos hindi mo na gawa yung bagay na yun. For example, may job description ka sa trabaho mo. Sinasabi, ito yung mga expectation. Time when you clock in at specific yung job. Kung hindi nagawa yun, kung nalilate ka, hindi nagawa, the right thing to do is to say sorry, di ba? To apologize, to be honest instead of making excuses. Sabi nga doon nila, minsan making excuses can make it worse. So you own up to your mistake. Zacchaeus owned up. He said, hey, I've done wrong and I'm going to pay back anybody that I've cheated. So he communicated that to the crowd as well. Obviously, nakita niya kung paano naging matindi yung response ng mga tao. What do you need to communicate today? If you're somebody with expectations pero hindi mo pa nako-communicate, kadalasan, yun ang nagiging point of conflict. If you don't communicate what you expect, right? Yung ibang tao, eh hindi mo naman pwedeng hulaan, di ba? Hindi naman tayo mang huhula, di ba? That's why a lot of times when it comes to couple counseling, marriage counseling, sabi nga nila, a lot of issues in marriages can be resolved by the people sitting together and just talking and listening to one another. Alam nyo, minsan, hindi po madadaan sa pakiramdaman lang. Dahil kung meron tayo expectation na dapat gawin ng isa, dapat, pinakamaganda, sabihin natin. Kasi hindi naman nila pwedeng hulaan, ika nga. Diba? Kung ano yung nasa isip natin. And that will take time. Especially if you're not, you know, really good at communicating or verbalizing yung expectations mo. Pero that can begin. Let's communicate clearly. Jesus communicated, Zacchaeus communicated, and that enabled them to have a good relationship. I would expect after this, we don't have the story, pero ang expectation nito, Jesus would end up hanging out with Zacchaeus together with the disciples after this. The next part of the statement is, we manage expectations by forgiving. What do we mean by forgiving? You know, when expectations are not met, there will be hurts. There will be hurts. So if we honestly confess, okay, I knew what was expected and I was not able to meet that expectation. Please forgive me. Zacchaeus knew what was expected. He was convicted of the fact that he had stolen. He had charged more than he was supposed to. So he sought. There was actually, although wala tayong verbal, now please forgive me, the fact that he confessed, I will give back, was a sign. That was enough for Jesus to say, hey, salvation has come because I see beyond the words. Maging honest po tayo sa isa't isa. Pag hindi natin nagawa yung expected thing, let's confess. Let's say, I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't able to do it. Let's not make excuses, di ba, kung bakit. Pero tanggapin talaga natin, identify natin. Ako yun eh. Ako yung nagkamali. Ako yung hindi nag-show up on time or hindi nahugasan yung pinggan, di ba? If you're a child, o sino ka man, di nalabas yung basura, no? Hindi na-fulfill yung job sa work, yung trabaho, when it was supposed to be done. Just be honest. That was my mistake. Instead of pointing the blame to others, kung tayo talaga, sabihin natin. And kung tayo naman po yung nasaktan, as Christians, no? This is something that we need to do. I think one of the most beautiful things we find with Jesus ay Alam ni, when Jesus came towards the end of his life, there was an expectation from the nation of Israel when he came into Jerusalem. You remember this, you know, a few months ago, we had this. They were shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Our Savior has come. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Inexpect nila, ito na, the kingdom is here. Ito na yung maghahari sa atin. They welcomed him as the political king. Pero nung hindi na meet yung expectation nila, they started shouting, crucify him. Right? This is within a week, yung change ng attitude ng mga tao. But what do we find Jesus doing? Jesus hung on the cross, not calling down judgment, but saying to his heavenly Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. This is our prime example of why we should forgive people who do not meet our expectations. There's a lot of times when Jesus himself was disappointed by his own disciples. He would rebuke them, he would correct them, but he would still encourage them. Okay, keep following along. No, let's keep journeying together. He would still forgive them and restore them back, no, to their position. Peter, who betrayed him while he was getting persecuted and getting beaten towards his death, he restored after he resurrected from the dead. He did not condemn Peter. And so Jesus becomes our ultimate pattern when it comes to our expectations not being met. And finally, we manage expectations by loving. And again, this is the prime example that we have, Jesus. He said so right here. While we were yet sinners, no, Peter wrote down, Christ chose to die for us. At sinabi niya nga dito, no, sa statement niya in this encounter with Zacchaeus and the crowd. He told the crowd, alam niyo, this is the reason why I came. I came to seek and to save the lost. The reason why Jesus would time and time again would forgive, would restore, would call people to follow him, even though alam niya na, na yung expectations niya, hindi mamimit, alam niya, na yung mga bagay na inuutos siya, posible hindi magagawa because his relationship was based on love. At ito yung reminder sa atin, di ba? Paano daw malalaman ng mundo na tayo po ay mga disipulo, tagapagsunod ng Panginoong Jesus? If we love one another, if a disciple and a disciple loves others, dito po maipapakita sa mundo na okay, that's the difference. These guys, kahit na meron silang mga expectations na hindi nami-meet, no? Nagkaka-hurt sila sa isa't isa. They sometimes would cause offense to one another. We're seeing these people in this church, in this community, in this circle. Nagpapatawaran pa rin sila. Diba? They work it out among themselves. And we see the love manifesting. We're called to love one another as Christ loved us. At alam nyo nga, people are some of the hardest to love. Kaya nga, napakadaling sabihin, I love my phone eh. Diba? I love things. I love food. I love this place. I love a certain experience. Pero for many of us, it's so hard for us to say, I love, and say the person's name. Diba? Kasi tao. Nagkakamali. Hindi na may meet yung expectations natin. Nabibigo tayo. Nasasaktan tayo. And sometimes we ask ourselves, ilang beses ba? Ilang beses ko ba dapat patawarin? Ilang beses ko ipakita? Eh, yun na nga po yun eh. Diba? It's beyond. Beyond six, sabi nga eh. Seven daw yung perfect. Dapat yun, legalistically. Seven times ko lang mapapatawad to. Tapos na, no. Jesus said, seven times beyond. It's infinite. It's infinite. Why? Because it's based on love. Not legalism. Our forgiveness, are choosing to be in relationship with the people around us despite the fact that they will consistently, sad to say, break our expectations is based on the love of God for us and the love that Jesus has in our life that we will allow to manifest out of us. When the love of God is in us, dun magkakaroon po tayo ng kapasidad para ibigin, patawarin, at patuloy makitungo, makipaghalubilo sa mga kasama natin. Whether it's the people in our home, our workplace, our school, or our church. And I know for many of us right now, you know, you're finding it hard. How many times do I will I forgive my leaders in the barangay, in the government, iba-iba yung mga sinasabi, ganito ganyan? Well, you know, as followers of Jesus, we're called. We're called to forgive, to love, and to learn to communicate with clarity so that we can address these expectations that we have. We can communicate what we expect, and when we break what is expected, we can also communicate the things that we have broken, ask for forgiveness, but continue to love one another. Baka sa gabi pong ito, meron kayong kailangan kausapin, di ba? There may be some simmering issues sa loob ng tahanan, sa trabaho, no? Sa circle group, sa mga relationships natin, sa paligid natin. Let's not allow this to go on for too long. Sabi nga, you know, if we allow anger to come, it becomes a foothold of the enemy in our lives. And we don't want the enemy to have a foothold sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin. The sooner we're able to address these things, the better it will be for us. You say, well, what about the expectations that I have with the government? Same principles apply. Same principles apply, right? We're allowed to communicate our dissatisfaction with people in authority. Kagaya po ng pinag-usapan natin a few weeks ago, right, about government. But we can do it in a way that honors God and still honors those in authority. We can do it in a way that will not destroy lives of the people around us. And at the same time, just like Jesus, learn to forgive and continue to love. This is what we're called to do and to be to one another and to those around us. And I believe that if we continue to do this, if we reflect this daily in our life, Jesus alone will be lifted up and His presence will be revealed in our relationships wherever we are. I want to invite you just to pray with me for a few moments right now. Pastor Sam as well is going to come and lead us in worship after this. But Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for your love for us. Nagpapasalamat kami, Panginoon, because none of us deserve salvation because of our sin, because of our consistent breaking of our commitment to you. Lord, there are times when we will commit sin intentionally, unintentionally. And Lord, we're grateful because you love us. We're grateful because the expectations that you set for us gives us the ability to receive forgiveness because of your grace and your mercy. So salamat, Panginoon. Dahil alam po namin, maaari pa rin kaming lumapit sa iyo. It doesn't matter how great the sin is. It doesn't matter how great the offense has been made. Lord God, your grace is bigger. Bigger than any sin that we will ever commit. Lord, tulungan mo kami maging ganun sa isa't isa, sa kapwa namin, kung paano mo kami pinatawad. Help us to do the same to those around us, people who have offended us, hurt us, and people that we have hurt as well. Help us, Lord, in humility to go to them and seek forgiveness and also to release forgiveness. Help us to continue to love one another. And even if it's difficult, Lord, tulungan mo kami to learn to talk, to communicate. Para yung mga bagay na ine-expect namin, Panginoon, maging clear sa isa't isa. And in doing so, preserve the relationship that you have given us. And we know that when we do that, you are honored in our life and you are honored in our relationships. We may not be able to win everybody, Lord God, towards you, but we know how we respond to them will be the way that we preach and we become salt and light in these situations around us. So help us, Lord God, today. Help us, Lord. Let's take a moment just to respond to however the Holy Spirit has spoken to us in worship right now.
Around us, oh God. We will enthrone you tonight, Lord. Why don't you join us as we sing? Why don't you join us as we sing the song Jesus Wins from You? Come on, sing it right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, we enthrone You. We proclaim You are King, standing here in the midst of us. We raise You up with our praise.
Sing this again. Jesus, we enthrone You.
Jesus, we enthrone You.
We proclaim You are King.
We proclaim You are King, standing here in the midst of us. We raise You up with our
Your name, Lord. We bless Your name, Lord. We bless Your name, Lord. Father, we bless Your name tonight. We enthrone You in our lives. We enthrone You, Lord God, in the midst of our situations, our circumstances, and in our relationships. Panginoon, Ikaw ang aming tinataas. Ikaw ang aming pinupurit, sinasamba. We bless Your name.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.